Achieving a gorgeous grin from home isn't a total mystery with BiteClear aligners. Just don't be surprised if all of your sleuthing friends start asking, "What's your secret?" Begin by ordering your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95. BiteClear aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces. Plus, they offer flexible financing, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
Looking for a new high-end mascara without breaking the bank? The new L'Oreal Paris Panorama Mascara gives you a high-end lash look in a premium gold luxe packaging. It's all about panoramic volume and fully fanned out lashes. With its tapered brush, the new Panorama Mascara catches every single lash, giving you the false lash look without any of the hassle. Say goodbye to clumps and flakes, because this mascara is specially formulated to resist them all day with up to 24-hour wear. And the best part? It performs better than luxe mascaras at only a fraction of the cost. You can buy Panorama Mascara on Amazon today.
If you like what you're hearing, why not try a StephCast subscription? Only $4.95 a month if you buy a year in advance. Go to StephanieMiller.com to find out how.
Maury Blackman, CEO of Premise Data, host of the Great Minds Think Data podcast. Good morning, Maury.
Good morning, Stephanie. Thank you for having me.
Well, thank you for coming on, because I have to say, it is one of those things, and I know probably you will tell us, this is early. As they say, it's lifetimes away, 2024, but it's still sort of astounding to a lot of us. So in this poll, when you say dead heat, Trump's at 53, Biden's at 47, correct, in your poll?
Well, we statistically, it's insignificant, so it's really 50-50.
Right. Now, were you shocked, or what did you think when you...
I was, to be honest, Stephanie, I was stunned. I mean, there was a couple things that really surprised me, but the fact that they were still in a dead heat, despite all of Trump's issues, and really despite, you know, all of Biden's issues, you would think that one would weigh heavier on the other. I think the key here that I found that I was so stunned by as it relates to the Republicans is the fact that in spite of all Trump's issues, he's still crushing Mike Pence and Ron DeSantis in a theoretical matchup. It's like, what are these people thinking?
Yeah.
It's just pretty stunning to me when I look at this result. I think the other part that's really quite interesting from a Republican point of view is that Biden and Trump are running even in my poll, the Premise poll. But what we found is that in spite of the fact that Trump is beating Pence and DeSantis so badly on the other end, he's actually performing there. Those two candidates in a theoretical matchup are actually performing pretty well against Biden. They're slightly ahead of him. Statistically,
yeah.
It doesn't matter, but it just shows that, hey, if the Republicans would get their act together, put the right candidate up, they might be able to win in 24.
Well, you know, Maury, we've been talking about this all morning, that it's my ongoing, bewilderment, but beef, that the mainstream media, I've just never seen anything like it in my experience, is the, you know, Biden bad, Democrats doomed, both sides do it kind of storyline that they're constantly committed to, despite that just not being the truth. I mean, Biden provably has a record of accomplishment we haven't seen in 50 years by every barometer you can see. But what happens, it seems like to me, the mainstream media, he solves one crisis. Have you seen anywhere gas prices down by whatever? No, they don't cover that. Then they go on to the next thing that apparently Biden's doing wrong. And I'm wondering if you have a take on that. I'm not surprised at his poll numbers, because I'm like, every single storyline somehow is Biden, you know, Biden bad, Democrats doomed.
Well, I clearly think the media is here to, you know, sell drama and make things sensationalized. So, you know, from their standpoint, they feel like they're doing their job on that end. But I think what the Democrats need to do is just continue to pound away at their successes. Mm-hmm. I think this recent development with Joe Manchin and Schumer on this new bill is exciting, because it shows progress. It's doing the right things for the country. You know, one of the things that I think a lot of people are fed up with is the fact that these major corporations like Apple and Google that make billions and billions of dollars pay no tax. And this bill's brilliant from the standpoint that it puts a floor on that and says, hey, you big corporations, you have the wealthiest employees, you have the wealthiest executive management teams, you need to step up and pay your share.
Yeah, no, exactly.
Delve into the shadows of the mind with Sleeping Dogs, a gripping murder mystery starring Academy Award winner Russell Crowe. Now available on digital. Crowe portrays an ex-homicide detective unraveling a brutal murder he can't recall. Uncovering secrets from his past, he learns a chilling truth. It's best to let sleeping dogs lie. Visit sleepingdogsmovie.com/wondery to watch Sleeping Dogs, now on digital. That's sleepingdogsmovie.com/wondery.
This episode is brought to you by Philo. Do you love TV? Do you love saving money? Then Philo is your solution. Philo has shows, movies, and live TV for just $25 a month. You can even try it for free with their 7-day free trial. No contracts, no commitments, no hassles. Just a better way to watch TV. Never miss a minute of shows like the hit docuseries Where is Wendy Williams? Or classics such as Friends. If you can't get enough TV, then there's no better way to watch. Philo has more than 70 channels like BET, MTV, and AMC. And the best part? You can try it yourself with their 7-day free trial. Sign up today at philo.tv/poppods. That's philo.tv/poppods to get 50% off your first month.
Well, and also, Maury, I feel like, you know, we keep talking about our term on the show is alpha liberals. We need more alpha liberals that, you know how to fight, know how to punch and counterpunch. And tell our story. I mean, the Republican Party, it's not, the mainstream media will tell you, oh, look what happened with this, you know, veterans bill. It's just, oh, politics doesn't work. No, Republicans blocked funding for veterans with cancer. Republicans did. So I think it's just in terms of telling the story. I mean, the Democrats want to cap your insulin at $35. Republicans don't. Democrats want to stop price gouging at the pump. Republicans voted against it. I mean, you know what I'm saying? There's never been a clearer contrast. I don't think you did that specifically in your poll, but Democrats are still ahead generically as to who people Correct. Want to vote for in the, Correct. Do you have a thought on that and Biden's poll numbers?
Well, I think that, you know, first of all, the alpha liberal comment that you made there, I think that my good friend and governor here in California stepped in and played a really good role in that.
Yes.
Basically said, hey, you know what? I'm not going to sit here and just get bashed by the media. I'm going to pull out ads on my own money with my own money in Florida and Texas and really point out the clear discrepancies between what we're doing here in California and what they're doing in Texas and Florida. You know, whether you agree with him or not, he's really stepped out there and taken the mantle there.
I agree. Go ahead.
Well, I think as far to your question about, you know, Biden and his administration, if they failed at any one thing, it's basically having very clear talking points on the successes they've had.
Yeah.
And sometimes I think that, you know, early when we tried to have these really big, you know, the Build Back Better, which is a really big program, I think they're a little bit tone deaf on their ability to get the whole package through.
Yeah.
But this is a really, let's not underscore, this is a huge win coming
right, but
into
once
this
again,
election.
It's not Democrats more. It comes down to one or two people, and here we are again, Manchin and Sinema. I mean, literally, Sinema might scuttle this whole thing now, even that we've gotten Manchin to agree with. So it's not Democrats won't get this done. It's two people. You know, that's why we need to make them irrelevant. We need to, I don't know if you're looking at polling, but I say we have more than a good chance, not just to get two Senate seats, we have a good chance of getting eight more if you look at, you know, race by race.
Yeah, I agree with you. I think the Democrats have a very good shot of not only walking away with, you know, one or two seats, I think they could actually end up with a, you know, 55-45.
Yeah.
If you look at the numbers.
Amazing.
The House is a different story.
Yeah.
The House looks pretty bleak on the Democratic side. But, you know,
I think with Roe v. Wade, I think with J6, I'm not willing to give in to the doom and gloom, or, you know, in terms of, we've already lost the House. I get that it's tough.
Lanny Davis, my good friend, wrote an outstanding piece that was published in The Hill where he pointed out very clearly how Democrats should be challenging the Republican counterparts. And it's on Roe v. Wade. It's on Putin and Trump. Yeah. They need to be very clear on that because the American people don't, you know, they need sound bites. I mean, we're busy in our day-to-day lives. And so we need to understand the clear discrepancies here and not you know, just talking innuendo so much.
Yeah.
It really hit the point.
Let's talk about the Democratic side, Maury, because that's the other thing Bob Seska, our friend, tweeted about this morning about, you know, polling, you know, I think has a lot to do with how the mainstream media portrays the Biden and politics in general. But secondarily, he said, you know, this is what I like about alpha liberals is stand strong and stand strong for your leadership. They, if anything, your polling shows is it's a cult of Trump. They stand by Trump no matter, I mean, it doesn't matter how many crimes, how and how crimes he commits, whereas what your polling shows and other polls have shown, of course, are that Democrats are nervous already about Joe Biden. First of all, as you know, politically, 2024 is a billion years away from now, right? But, you know, the thing is, Democrats are nervous, right? That's what basically came out of this. You have, here it is. Democrats have a clear message for President Biden. Don't run again by a margin of 23 points, 61% to 38%. They reject another Biden run. The preferences include Kamala Harris at 21%, Hillary Clinton at 19%, Gavin Newsom and Pete Buttigieg tied for third at 9%. Where do you see that coming from? Is it generation? Is it generational? Is it that, you know, but again, Fox News, all they cover 24/7 is Biden old, Biden dementia, Biden, you know. I mean, just and first of all, a bunch of stuff that's not true, you know, but I don't know how much that plays into Democrats' nervousness. What do you think?
Biden is we love you. You did your job. You got Donald Trump out of office. Now we're ready for a new type of leadership. I think it's very clear to Americans that, you know, Joe's lost a little bit of a step and they're ready for a more energetic candidate in 2024. That's just my take. I think that as we get close to the election and starts to shape out who we're going to be running against on the Republican side, I think that people will take an assessment on who is best there to win this job. Because
yeah.
It's all about winning, Stephanie. You know that.
Yeah.
I mean, yeah.
Well, so I think he's earned the right that, you know, it's up to him. And I just wonder.
Absolutely.
Do you, because I do know he said the thing about I am, what did he say about I'm the bridge to the next generation? I think a lot of people took from that he didn't say specifically I'm only going to serve one term, right? But people sort of took from that he meant I'm a bridge. Do you know what I'm saying? Is that, I don't know how you think that plays into the polling.
I just think that what people are, you know, if you remember when we were coming up to the 2020 election, he was behind in the polls pretty substantially. And I think that kind of coming out of the early primaries, people took a step back. You know, some of the, you know, James Carville, other people were saying, listen, we can't win with Bernie. Let's be realistic about it. Bernie's a great guy. We agree with a lot of his policies and programs, but he's not going to be able to beat Trump. And when people assessed the candidate field, they were like, this man, Joe Biden, is the best guy that we've got to beat Donald Trump. And it was very clear in theoretical matchups back then that he would not only run the strongest, but had the best chance to win.
Yeah.
And so they threw their weight behind him. And so I think as we get into 2024, those assessments will still happen. So these numbers could shrink. I mean, people right now in their hearts feel, wow, you know, as you mentioned, the media is just beating us down with bad news. And they think, okay, maybe it's time for something different.
Yeah.
That's another way to look at this.
Yeah.
But I think that over the next couple of years, it's going to be fascinating to see how this all plays out on both sides, on the Democratic side and the Republican side.
Yeah.
CarMax is putting peace of mind back in car shopping by putting you in the driver's seat to find a ride that's right for you. Because at CarMax, we believe you shouldn't just settle for a car. You should love your car. That's why every car we sell is CarMax certified quality, so you can be sure with upfront pricing that's the same for every customer. So don't settle. Find love at first drive and start shopping now at CarMax.com. CarMax, the way car buying should be.
What makes a life a good one? Is it the adventure you have? Or the friends you find along the way? Maybe it's pursuing your passion while striving to protect, defend, and save what you believe in every single day. So, what makes a life a good one? In the Coast Guard, we think it's all of the above and more. But you'll have to find out for yourself. Visit GoCoastGuard.com to learn more.
Well, I think in the age of Trump, I do get, what's the word? Like Democrats being afraid, because I think when I look at, I think when we look at the tremendous racist backlash that brought us Trump, you know, I think the backlash to the first black president, I think I do have nervousness about, like, oh God, Kamala Harris, is she going to get all the sexism that Hillary got and all the racism that Obama got? You know, I think Pete Buttigieg is amazing. I'm like, is America ready for the first gay president? I mean, I think of, I will die mad about Hillary. That's my, but I think, and a lot
you
of women,
with Lanny Davis. Yes, I hear it all the time. Yeah.
Right. But I think a lot of women feel the same way. And I, you know, you think like, oh, is the first woman president, A, she's going to have to be white or she's going to have to be Republican. Like, I don't know what you, because I think a lot of us after Obama's election thought we were a lot farther ahead progressively in this country than now look at this tremendous, you know, not just Trump, the backlash, but I mean, all the white supremacist, you know, terrorist groups that brought us January 6th and beyond.
I think that as we get closer to 2024, I do think that the not just the American people, there's always going to be believers in the Republican Party. But I think one of the things that we're seeing here is that really the independents are going to swing the election. So yeah. What the Democrats need to be doing is really continue to recruit those independents, because they're the really going to be the ones that move the needle in 2024.
Yeah. Maury, how do we find the podcast? It is called The Great Minds Think Data Podcast. Just wherever
Absolutely.
We get
it. Yeah. Please just Google Great Minds Think Data and you'll find it. Yeah.
Okay. And it is premise, data is the new poll. And I'm sure we will check in with you as we roll closer to the elections.
Thank you, Stephanie. It's great to be with you this morning.
All right. Thank you, Maury. There he goes.